You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get your email. Here's your mail today.
How does it work, Jaren? What's the other way they can reach us?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can find us there. Or our Facebook. Oh, we love our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Jer always posts a bunch of great stuff on that Facebook page, too. So
it's a fun site, yeah.
There's half dozen, at least, really good things today. So check them out. Some of them we're going to be talking about in our trending report in just a little
specifically
bit.
Specifically the yodeling guy. So you want to check that out.
I say specifically the TikTok viral trend with kids pranking their parents. Anyway, you can check it out on the FB. All right, so... one of these was an email. One was through Facebook. Jeff's was email. He says, I want to say something about people who wear banned t-shirts. Banned, not B-A-N-N-E-D, like it's been banned, but banned as in rock band, okay?
Yep.
I want to talk about people who wear banned t-shirts. That's cool and all, but not, he put not in all caps, but not if you're not a real fan of the band. I'm sick of these posers who walk around in a Led Zeppelin shirt and they couldn't name one song. Or they have a Bob Marley shirt and have no idea what any Bob Marley song sounds like. There should be something we could do about this. Please talk about this on your show.
Okay, sir.
So we did. We're about to talk about it, Jeff.
Here we go, Jeff.
You're welcome to call and sound off on the phone, too, if you want. You know, I laughed at the, there should be something we could do about this, because you know where my mind went was, let's say a t-shirt shop or something where you walk in, you're like, yeah, that one on the wall, that Pink Floyd shirt. And then the person behind the counter says, all right, but first, and they click a pen. Mm-hmm. So first, we got to take a little test. Please name three songs by
and
Pink Floyd.
Go.
Yeah. It's like our game of Rattle Off, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, if the person can't do it, they're like, I'm sorry, you cannot have the Pink Floyd t-shirt.
I blame Target for a lot of this because they have a really solid graphic tees section, you know, and they're
right.
$10 and you go in and it's all these old school bands. Like you got Guns N' Roses. I've seen Prince in there. You got Nirvana. And a lot of people are like, they wander in and they're like, yeah, I've heard of those bands and yeah, those logos and stuff. They're pretty cool looking. I'm just going to get this and wear it around and basically look cool. So I blame Target for this.
That's a funny theory, and I probably have to agree with you, but I would put Nirvana as one of those band t-shirts that's worn by posers who don't know anything about the band, have never listened to any of their music, but they know that if you have a Nirvana t-shirt on, that you're edgy and
I'm cool. Yeah.
Right.
It's hilarious how many guys in the radio industry here I see walking around with the Nirvana t-shirt on. And it's funny because I have one. I have the same Nirvana t-shirt and I just don't wear it anymore because... I don't want to look like a pose. Well, but see, the thing is I know Nirvana songs. The thing with that is it's like every 40-year-old man, 40 to 45, is walking around in the Nirvana t-shirts trying to relive something from their youth.
Yeah, now I know you grew up and you went to school listening to Nirvana. I get that. But I think you'd be afraid that you would come across as a poser because you can't distinguish people who really listened to them from people who didn't. And while you were there and you would sneak into your friend's house and listen to the music because your mom wouldn't let you listen
correct.
To Nirvana.
So true.
Okay. But at least you did hear their music. Whereas the 42-year-old guy standing next to you might have no idea.
It was on sale at Target, bro. That's it. But you know what? I can't blame any of these people for walking around in cool t-shirts with cool band names and being posers because I myself am a poser, and we talked about this a couple years ago on the show where I wanted to put all the ski resort stickers on the back of my vehicle because that's like the cool thing to do here. Like when you go ski at a certain resort or wherever you go, you get the sticker and you put it on the back of your car.
And side note, people,
and I don't
at the time, Jeremy had never been skiing once.
Ever, but I was just like, man, those vehicles, when they drive by, mostly Subarus and pickup trucks, had the stickers on the back and they were so cool. And I think I had a Jeep at the time, and I even wanted to put ski racks on the top of the Jeep just because I knew how cool it looked driving around with that on there, you know? Like, I'm so Colorado.
That's funny.
So
I wonder how many people... wonder how many people pick up one of those 13.1 or 26.2 stickers.
Oh, the running ones.
And put it on the back of their car to make it look like they're really outdoorsy and in great shape. Yeah, I run a half marathon. Yeah, yep. I've run a marathon. Yeah. But they never have.
They never
they just
have.
Put a sticker on the car.
That's pretty darn funny. Actually.
That's why the stickers that were the spoof stickers that said 0.0.
Mm-hmm.
Were very funny.
Yep.
Because at least those people are like, I couldn't run a half marathon.
I ain't running anywhere.
Hands, you know,
I'm just running errands.
I run to the fridge.
So, Jeff, I don't know. Yeah, they're posers, but I can't be mad at them. I'm all right with it.
I'm kind of.
You're way more into music than I am, though.
Well,
so
yeah.
I could see where you'd have a beef with this. Like, I feel bad even putting a Beatles t-shirt on or something. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, you're not even a fan.
I like Beatles, but I'm
you like one song.
Paperback Writer.
Paperback Writer.
That's it.
The only song that Jeremy likes by the Beatles.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, so let's just leave. Jeff, there's nothing that can be done about
it.
You're never going to talk people out of it, but thank you for providing us with some laughs.
Thank you, sir.
Kim wrote in on Facebook. She goes, I heard you guys say something about, quote, raiding the piggy bank, end quote. And it made me wonder, do kids still have piggy banks? With it becoming a credit card / debit card world, what do kids put in a piggy bank?
That's great.
And then she says, and P.S., I want to thank you for making my 55-minute commute each morning a good thing instead of a dreary thing. I couldn't get by without my boys in the morning.
Oh, Kim. Stop it. Send her $20, Tom.
She can put it in her piggy bank.
That's right.
Do you have one?
I personally don't know, but Reed has a Spider-Man piggy bank. You shove the money into the back of his head. And then Lila has a little carriage, like a Cinderella-looking carriage thing that you shove it into the top. And they keep money in there. And I personally love it because I don't ever really carry a lot of cash on me.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have date night and Nick Nack and I both look in our wallet and we're like, oh my God, we don't have any money for tips or anything like that if we're going mm-hmm. somewhere. I go, oh, ho, 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 but the kids do. And I scamper upstairs and I crack open their piggy banks and I take all their dollar bills if we're going out for date night. So I have tip money. Now, before everyone writes me and says I'm a jerk, we do then turn around and deposit into their little savings account that they have at the bank. We reimburse them. No, we do. We put a little sticky note, like in our bill book that we have, that, you know, I owe you, Reed, $20 or something, and then we'll just deposit it. But he gets super upset because then if he goes upstairs to raid his piggy bank because he wants a new toy or something, there's no money in it.
Because Dad's been out buying whiskey. So, Kim makes a good point, though, because we are becoming a plastic society.
Yeah, we
and,
are.
You know, we're just doing, you know, Venmo. I mean, do you Venmo your kids, you know, their allowance money?
If they're old enough, sure.
What goes into a piggy bank? Now, I had a piggy bank as a young man, but it was one of those that did not have an opening to take the money out.
Those are the worst.
You actually, if you wanted to, you had to commit. Because it just had the little slot where mm-hmm. you could either put the coins or you could fold up a bill and stick it in there.
Yep.
But
there was no
you had
it
to
out.
Bust it with a hammer and
That's
shatter because it was made out of porcelain or whatever
yeah.
it was made out of.
Or you'd had to flip it and shake it around like an idiot for like
you
2 hours.
You could never get those things. And you certainly couldn't get the bills
Yeah, you're not
going to
get a $5. You're not getting the Abe Lincoln out of there at all.
Yeah, so I had one of those and it was more than anything, it was frustrating.
Yeah,
because you
absolutely.
Could pick it up and shake it, and you knew there was stuff in there, but you couldn't get to it.
I will say with the cash aspect, kids still get cash. They get cash in the birthday cards. They'll get cash for Christmas. They get stacks of cash still because there's
okay.
no other way to, you know.
I guess
right
grandma's
now, at this
not
point,
big on the Venmo, right?
Right, and she's not going to Venmo Lila, who's 6 years old. You know, she doesn't have a Venmo account, so they still get their cash, and we make them save. Just like my mom did. You're going to laugh. I have my checkbook ledger that my mom opened up for me in 1979, Dom. My ledger goes back to 1979 with my first few little birthday deposits that I got when I was a baby.
I still have it. How much money is in there? I got to know.
In that account right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
You have the ledger. That's how much is in there?
$600,000. I don't know.